And what's also not expressed in what follows is the importance of mobility, which means sleep is a big problem. And I'm not thinking this much for me. It's if you are at all concerned that you may be targeted, you have to figure that out. As you're, you know, sitting duck. We're sitting ducks when we're asleep. And what's also not expressed is the patience involved. Because the whole time while I'm sending energy and loosening this dense, viscous mucus, I'm doing a Lian Gong walking exercise. As the whole time I'm being targeted. There's a book on Lian Gong by Wen Mei Yu that Kate, martial artist Kate, gave to me. She does those exercises in her class. Definitely want to explore more of that. It's called, the book is titled Lian Gong, L-I-A-N-G-O-N-G, and it is, I think, subtitled Healing Exercises, something, something. Also, it doesn't express the pain that must be borne, because the mucus, at least for me, experiencing increasing severity of assault, the mucus is so impacted it requires about 3 hours when I come in from sleeping to reduce it sufficiently to allow me to do other things. And as I've said or just mentioned, I am convinced they switch these weapons up, that they have a variety of them. And so I'm not certain whether, and I know, I'm also certain this very dense mucus is also a different weapon, different variety of microwave weapon. But there also could be an element of just a time factor involved of being subjected to this over time. It's until we are in our freedom and can out this whole thing and understand exactly what they're doing, it is not possible for us to know exactly all that's going on with the assaults. And then it clears only when there is this fully clears, because it is loosening as I go with the sending energy and taking and eating the garlic, etc. It does get some out, but then I have to sort of wait till there is this intense burning pain in my head, throat, cheeks, and ears, after which follow streams of very viscous mucus. Here again, we discover yet more hiddenness in the tactic, as the injury, the pain, is hidden by the mucus. And what you experience is a sense of swollenness and pressure in the head and chest, which you might not automatically associate with mucus. I mean, why would you? And then off you go to a doctor who either innocently misdiagnoses or is bought. Either way, the mucus buildup, the balance problems, the stiffening of the muscles would only get worse. And I'm very concerned about this. The fact that so many different diseases can be can have as their true cause EMF assault. And it's a disturbing notion on a lot of levels, in a lot of ways.